With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. St. Olaf is the patron saint of Norway, and his feast day is July 29th. So on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to some Norwegian music, as well as feature performances by the famous American choir that bears his name. Music from a variety of traditions, arranged for and performed by the St. Olaf Choir. We'll begin with organ music by one of Norway's leading composers of today, Fredrik Sixten. His Toccata Festival dates from 1996 and is performed by James D. Hicks on the organ of Skara Cathedral in Skara, Sweden. James Hicks played Toccata Festival by Fredrik Sixten to open our St. Olaf Day program. He performed on the organ of Skara Cathedral in Skara, Sweden. St. Olaf was king of Norway in the 11th century and died in battle on July 29, 1030. He was credited with the spread of Christianity throughout Norway and was canonized just a year after his death. July 29th is now celebrated as his feast day. Many Americans' associations with St. Olaf are in connection to the college named for him in Northfield, Minnesota, and most notably the famous choir associated with that school. We'll hear the St. Olaf Choir throughout this program, beginning with a setting of the hymn, Thee We Adore. It's arranged here by Ralph Johnson, and Anton Armstrong conducts.
Thank you.
Anton Armstrong led the St. Olaf Choir in Thee We Adore, as arranged by Ralph Johnson. The repertoire of the St. Olaf Choir spans the centuries and draws on music for many cultures. We'll hear them sing Johann Sebastian Bach's motet Lobet den Herrn next, under the direction of Anton Armstrong.
Thank you.
Motet Lobet den Herrn by J.S. Bach was performed by the St. Olaf Choir, Anton Armstrong conducting. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The history of the St. Olaf Choir dates back over a century to its founding in 1912 by F. Melius Christiansen. His son Olaf Christiansen succeeded him in 1943 and held the position of conductor for 25 years until his retirement in 1968. Our next two selections come from the archive of recordings from the Olaf Christiansen years. First, we'll hear Lamb of God as arranged by F. Melius Christiansen, followed by the Alleluia from the Brazilian Psalm by Jean Berger. The St. Olaf Choir sings under the direction of Olaf Christiansen.
Thank you.
Olaf Christiansen led the St. Olaf Choir in two pieces. We just heard Alleluia from the Brazilian Psalm by Jean Berger, and earlier they sang F. Mealyus Christiansen's arrangement of Lamb of God. Fred Pratt Green's hymn God is Here is next, set to Cyril Taylor's strong tune Abbot's Lee and arranged by John Ferguson. Anton Armstrong conducts the St. Olaf Choir.
Thank you.
God is Here, as arranged by longtime professor of organ John Ferguson. Anton Armstrong led the St. Olaf Choir. A lovely arrangement by Jeffrey Honoré of Robert Lowry's hymn How Can I Keep From Singing is next. Anton Armstrong leads the St. Olaf Choir and Daniel Holmgren plays the piano. How Can I Keep From Singing, as arranged by Jeffrey Honoré and performed by the St. Olaf Choir. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the great Lutheran church musicians of the 20th century in America was legendary organist and cantor Paul Mons. He was well known for his hymn improvisations, many of which he later wrote down as compositions. We'll hear his prelude on the tune Qumranda next, performed by John Ferguson. You may even hear strong hints of another famous melody. John Ferguson performed Prelude on Kumranda by Paul Mons. Next, we'll hear another of John Ferguson's great hymn arrangements as the St. Olaf Choir sings Holy, Holy, Holy. Anton Armstrong conducts. Holy, 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 as arranged by John Ferguson and performed by the St. Olaf Choir. The St. Olaf Choir may be the flagship choral ensemble of St. Olaf College, but there are several other wonderful choral ensembles on campus as well, including the St. Olaf Cantorai. We hear them sing Daniel Kalman's sprightly arrangement of the hymn In Thee Is Gladness, taken from a live recording. John Ferguson directs and John Schwant plays the organ.
Thank you.
The St. Olaf Choir sang the South African folk song Singa Bahambayo. Earlier, the St. Olaf Cantori sang Daniel Kalman's arrangement of India's Gladness. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The blending of the plain chant setting of the Father's Love Begotten with the South African freedom song Tula Sizwe makes for a powerful musical statement in our next selection, Hope for Resolution. It was conceived and arranged by Paul Caldwell and Sean Ivory. The St. Olaf Choir is conducted by Anton Armstrong.
Thank you.
Alleluia by Ralph Manuel was performed by the St. Olaf Choir, directed by Anton Armstrong. Earlier, they sang Hope for Resolution, as arranged by Paul Caldwell and Sean Ivory. We return to organ music of the Nordic countries as we listen to the third of three Tonstücke by Danish composer Niels Gade. James Hicks performs Allegro con Fuoco on the 1905 Åkerman and Lund organ at St. Johannes Church in Malmö, Sweden. James Hicks performed Allegro con Fuoco from three Tonstücke by Niels Gade. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate the feast day of St. Olaf with music from St. Olaf College. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.